This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello. You are in this, not dark period.
No.
But quiet before the storm.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. And, you know, the storm, maybe we have a little bit of a storm coming up in the next couple of weeks. But we do have a the final show in the KOAF Summer Jazz Show is this Saturday?
Yep, Saturday night at 8.
So that's Vic Juris, and he's playing with
Jim Greason
and
Darren Novotny.
And he sounds like he has a fairly incredible career.
Well, he has played with Sarah Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Phil Woods. Yeah. So that should be a really exciting evening. That's Saturday evening. That's in Star Theater, so it's a small theater. There's limited cabaret seating, and we were just talking about how the last show was sold out. The last Summer Jazz Show was sold out.
And
people
plus,
got turned away.
Robert Ginsburg, who is with North Arkansas Jazz Society, and they are the host sort of entity, told me 70 to 75 people showed up too late.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of people.
Yes. If there's ever an incentive to get your tickets early, that might be it. So that's the last one on the series, so excited for that. And that's the 11th? Yes.
Saturday,
11th, yep. And then the next thing going on for Walton Arts Center will be the following weekend. We'll have sort of three very different things happening on Friday the 17th, out at the AMP, we'll have the Taste of Country Festival featuring Miranda Lambert. So this is this is actually going to be more like a festival format, which means there'll be multiple stages.
Will be multiple stages.
Really?
Okay.
Yep. And lots of different bands. So Miranda Lambert is obviously the feature of it, but there's also the Pistol Annies and Randy Houser, I think, and a bunch of other bands. So it'll be fun. We're all, of course, crossing our fingers that, you know, we might get a break and it might not be that too hot. But the thing to note about that is there's no assigned seating for any of the shows. It's just general admission, and there's no tents. So
No tents at all. Okay.
So we'll have misters and cooling stations and all those things. But
bring your hats,
bring sunscreen.
So, right.
You know, but it's going to be really fun, but it will be a little warm, I think. So that's the 17th. That's Friday. On the 18th, we will have Second City for President. This is the comedy improv troupe out of Chicago who we've had several times over the last few years. They'll be doing two shows, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And they're also going to be doing a workshop. So if you've ever had any improv experience, you need a little bit to do it. You can sign up
ask,
to learn
who,
from
who
them.
Who can be in that?
Ages 16 and up. It's meant for adults, really. But if you're a high school student and you've done a lot of improv, I would say you could do it.
You ever done improv?
I have, yeah.
How do you do it? I mean, because the very nature of the word to me means unplanned.
Exactly.
So how do you rehearse
on the fly was the word that was coming to me.
Yeah,
it is
mind.
On the fly, yeah. But one of the great things about Second City when they teach how to do it is, yes, it's on the fly, but there are rules that you follow that allow you to think clearly and feel safe enough in many ways to just let whatever comes to your head come out. And I think one of the best rules of improv that I've ever learned from Second City and from other classes is you always say yes. So if your partner who you're working with gives you something, you don't go, oh, that's not funny. Or you don't say, oh, I don't think I want to go there. You go, great, I'm going there. So you say yes to everything. And they use improv. A lot of corporations and stuff will do improv training because the rules are so supportive and so, you know, it makes sense. It's like, don't shoot an idea down, go with it. And the only way you're ever going to go, you're ever going to have a safe environment to work with your fellow improvers is if you do that.
You know, so many of the people that reach stardom through Saturday Night Live have gone through improv. Many of them are Second City alums. Mm-hmm. Can you, when you watch Saturday Night Live, see that? Or is it a different sort of animal?
I think you can see it. I think you can see it in how they interact with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, like improv is you can't do improv by yourself. If you don't
it's a team sport.
If you don't have people there, and if you don't trust the person that you're working with, then it's not going to work. It's just going to fall flat and not be funny, right? And I think you can see that when you see sketch comedy or when you see Saturday Night Live or any of these things. Those people have complete trust in each other. Okay. They know that if they throw something out there and it's off the wall and zany, nobody's going to tell them they're dumb. Nobody's going to tell them it's not a good idea. Everybody's going to go, awesome, I'm in. And they're going to go full-throated at it, hoping it's funny, hoping it's not, but not judging one way or the other. And I think that's what you see when you see really good sketch comedy or really good improv comedy is total trust and total belief that, hey, whatever, wherever we go, it's going to be fine.
And how do people who are interested get involved in the class or the workshop?
You just go to waltonartscenter.org, and over, I think it's like the fifth or sixth tab on the right, there's an education tab, and you click that, and there's a classes, camps, and workshops page. And so there's information about how to register for that.
Okay.
So it's learning with Second City is really fun because they teach you their techniques, and they create a very fun and very safe environment. So that will be a riot. There's that workshop, and then there's two performances by Second City, again, at 6 and 9 on Saturday, the 18th of August. Then the following night, we will have an amp show in Walton Arts Center. We've moved Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldi, her husband, is there performing together. They'll be in Walton Arts Center performing, which I actually think will be a great show. Their music, I think, fits really well in our hall. So that's on the 19th, and then I believe we have the Fayetteville Roots Festival the following weekend, which will take over Walton Arts Center for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Really, really going to be an exciting couple of days with John Prine and Daryl Scott and all kinds of wonderful, wonderful music.
And it's a festival.
Yes.
I know that some people who had the Guy Clark tickets last year kind of showed up for Guy Clark and looked around. Yeah, there was music going on since 2 that afternoon.
Absolutely.
So there are multiple stages inside both Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
Take advantage of that. If you have the ticket for Grisman or for John Prine, you have the ticket.
For everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
Including
really?
The food.
Huh.
Yes. Yeah. It's a festival.
Yeah. It's a festival. So, I mean, it's a chance. You know, obviously you want to see John Prine.
Right.
A lot of people really want to see him. But it's also a chance to see some new music.
Star Theater has a stage from 2 until 6.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year in the balcony, there was kind of a songwriters in the round, and it's all there.
It's all there, and if you have that ticket, you can come. You can come and go as you please. You know, it's a really great – it's really going to be a
– it's an air-conditioned music festival.
And a fabulous way to see some new some new songs. I think Brian Hembry, who is from Three Penny Acre, was saying that he's pretty much saying, I guarantee you'll find somebody new that you like.
About 35% of the music is homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
About a third, maybe a little bit more.
It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a really vibrant, fun couple of days. And it's been fun for the past 2 years. I think it's just going to get bigger and more fun this year. So I think that's the 24th and the 25th.
It's a Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So I think that's 24, 25.
24th and 25th. And then I think Labor Day comes after that, if you can believe that. And then right after that, we will have Stomp. Who are coming back to us. I think I was looking, the last time we had them, if you can believe this, was in 2008. It was almost 4 or 5 years ago. So this is a different company, and there will be some new pieces to the play.
Still fun, though.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
Have you seen Stomp?
I have, yeah. I believe I saw it in 2008, actually.
I never have,
yeah.
And I can't wait. I have tickets this time.
It is super fun. So that's the 7th through the 9th. There's 4 performances. And then a couple more weeks off, and I'm not pushing ahead that far yet.
Okay.
But all of this is on sale at waltonartscenter.org, or you can call us at 443-5600. Don't forget, we're also selling single tickets to the Theater Squared new season and the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas new season. Those are also available on our website and on the phone.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you,
guys. Thanks, Jody.